The Lord is with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went out from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw it, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you have more lights turned on?
No.
Okay.
Our first reading on this weekend is taken from the book of Deuteronomy. The people were getting ready to enter into the promised land. They received a gift from God, the gift, the Ten Commandments. God's gift was unique in the sense that compared to other nations that had God or gods, this God was different. Even though the commandments were inscribed on stone tablets, we also are told that they were implanted in the heart of the human being. So the law is not so far away, not so distant, but rather within us, very near. The task, very simply, to carry out the law that has been written in our hearts. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, it is a hymn, and it focuses upon the divinity as well as the humanity of our Lord Jesus, that through Christ all things were created, and that he is before all else that is. He is the image of the invisible God, the head of the body, the church. And Paul goes on to articulate and to differentiate the divinity and the humanity. And then we come to Luke's gospel. Seems that Luke has made a few changes from the original version of the story so that it might be more readily accepted and understood by his pagan audience. While Mark and Matthew have a Pharisee or scribe questioning Jesus, here it is a lawyer. For the pagan audience of this gospel would identify better with lawyers. Also, we might note that The man that approached Jesus asks us how to gain eternal life and not for what is the greatest law. When Jesus speaks to this man, he responds to our Lord that one must love God and neighbor, and that is to keep the commandments, the law. Now, during the time of our Lord, the Samaritans and the Jews did not get along well at all. And this split goes back to some 700 years before Christ, when some of the Jews were taken into exile and some were left behind. And those that were left behind, at least some of them, began to intermingle and to intermarry with pagans. And not only that, there's also a difference in, I guess, the theology and the fact that the Samaritans did not accept the prophets and some of the other writings that are found in the Bible. And so Jesus is telling a parable, and the parable is about a man who is on his way from Jericho to Jerusalem when he is robbed and left for dead. And a priest and a Levite go by, and they leave the poor fellow laying in the road. They won't help him. But a Samaritan comes and sees him and is moved with pity. And he helps the man, helps him on his animal, takes him to an inn, pays money to the innkeeper, and tells him, if there's anything else and you incur a debt, I will pay you back on my return trip. Samaritans and Jews. And for those of us who are neither, sometimes we have a difficulty understanding, although we shouldn't, because the fact that we are feeble and we are sinners, there are some people that we might have difficulty getting along with. But as usual, it's easy to apply the gospel parable to other people. Say, oh, I know, yeah, that's like the priest and the Levite. They just ignore and they just go on. But the Samaritan, who acts like the Samaritan? The gospel is not really about giving attention as much as it is to accept the challenge, the parable of our Lord Jesus, and to allow that parable to sink into our minds and into our hearts, to change us so that we will not act like the Levite or the priest when we see our brother and or our sister in need.